What tech personality do you have? Now, before you answer, I don't have one. Dr. Jonathan Hutchinson, digital ethnographer from Sydney University, has, along with Microsoft, come up with 6 different types, and I have him on the line. G'day, Jonathan.
Hi, Andy. How are you doing?
Well, a little bit croaky, but otherwise fine. Now, first up, I have to ask, and many people will ask me this question, what does a digital ethnographer do?
Sure. Okay, so the easy description is to say that a digital ethnographer is someone who hangs out in a digital environment for an extended period of time, employing a participant observation approach. So that means they're actually doing something, but they're also observing and describing what they're observing in that environment.
Okay, so tell me how you've gotten together with Microsoft to talk about personality types in the world of technology.
Right, so we were interested in trying to understand how technology types, how you might describe them, and the starting point was we noticed that technology is quite ubiquitous now. There's a blur of that line between personal use with technology and business use with technology. So that was the starting point. But then we wanted to understand, how you might be able to describe or how could you dissect a technology user. And that's why we wanted to explore this technology type a little bit further.
So now through your work with Microsoft, Australians can now identify with the character that best represents their behavior and habits around technology. So what have you come up with? You've come up with 6 different types, yeah?
Yeah, that's right. So we've got we started out with a sort of a broad approach towards this, and we relied on some research that came out of the Pew Internet and American Life Project based in America, where they tried to look at how you might classify technology users. And they had an approach which was by usage. So you might either split it into a high, medium, or low level. But we wanted to know a little bit more about things like social network penetration, exploration, lifestyle, passion, those sorts of characteristics that don't necessarily come through with a level of use. So that was our starting point with it.
Okay.
And we went through a series of focus groups with technology users and asked them questions like, do you like to use technology to create media? Do you use it to extend or develop your knowledge? Are you amazed when you watch other people, perform tasks on technology? So that was the basic process through it. And we identified 6 characteristics out of that. So the creator, the tinkerer, the sharer, the self-improver, the spectator, and the make-doer.
Right. Now, we won't dig into all of those that deeply, but tell me about a couple of those. Tell me about the tinkerer. That could be me. Tell me about the tinkerer.
Right. Yeah, the tinkerer is they're an interesting character. So that's the person who is relatively never satisfied with their technology, but has the skills. The person that has the screwdriver and the soldering iron. They might receive a new piece of technology and kind of wish that it could just do a little bit more. So can my phone change the channels on the television and adjust the air conditioning temperature? That's that person who will take that device, tweak it slightly, put it back together, have a completely new experience with it.
Okay.
Does that sound like you? Are you a tinkerer?
Yeah, I'm a little bit of that. But then thinking about that again, also my father-in-law is also a bit of a tinkerer, but he doesn't have the actual ability. He likes to pull things apart, but then doesn't really know what to do with them.
I think a lot of us are like that. We like to think we're a tinkerer, but we're actually, halfway there.
I always point the label out to him that says, no user serviceable parts inside. We should move along. Well, how about the spectator? That sounds interesting. Perhaps complete opposite to the tinkerer, is it? Or what is a spectator in
well,
the,
well,
personality?
Not necessarily directly opposite, but they are quite, they're the person, okay, so the person I had in mind when this personality emerged was someone like my grandmother, who's the type of person who would, you know, look at someone else performing a task on technology and, you know, sort of be quite in awe of it, or, you know, oh, how do you make that, you know, whiz-bang technology thing do that? It's that type of person where they're not the person who will go in and actually program or, you know, actually perform the task, but they're really excited by what other people can do with technology.
Okay, and which of these different personality types are you?
Well, I, like your father, I thought I was a tinkerer, as I think many people would like to, you know, associate with. I'm the king of technology, but it turns out I'm a creator. So, and I'm completely happy with taking on my creator personality. That's the person who, you know, has a camera and likes to use technology to create content and then share that amongst their friends and family. You know, to prove their, I guess, their design or creative flair to other people.
Okay, yeah, I like that. I like that one too. Now, obviously, apart from coming up with these six different personality types around technology, there's now a website where people can go to and actually discover which one they are. Where is this website?
Yeah, so if you go to microsoft.com.au/tech types, there's a video there, an animation which you know, kind of introduces you to each one of the characters. But what's really exciting about this website is that it prompts you to discover your tech type. So you can take a character quiz challenge there and answer a few simple questions, and you know, it takes the guessing out of the what tech type am I? I'm actually this particular tech type. And there's two good reasons to take this task beyond just finding out what sort of technology type or technology user you are, beyond the curiosity of that. Given that it's, you know, we're coming up towards Christmas and we're sort of thinking about the people, our friends and family around us who are interested in technology, it's quite useful to go through this process and go, ah, so my mother is a sharer, whereas my brother is the self-improver. You know, so you can easily align the people around you with what type of technology user they are. And the bonus of that is then being able to strategically look at what sort of technology devices that person would be most interested in.
Brilliant. So that's microsoft.com.au/tech types. Dr. Jonathan Hutchinson, thanks for joining us today, talking about tech types and explaining what a digital ethnographer does. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Andy. It's great to talk to you.